What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And here we go. I got to get a new mixer in here. Welcome back to the show here, hour number two. And phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Let's take some phone calls here. George in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, how you doing, Mike? You know, the thing is, I'm hearing, like, Google and, Amazon and all these big conglomerates becoming monopolies, and it seems like the Department of Justice is out to lunch on antitrust, and I really think for these antitrust and these monopolies with the unfair trade practices, you know, censoring free speech and all that, I think we need to go to our state attorney generals and get them to put, start antitrust lawsuits or find an antitrust good antitrust lawyer to bring a class action suit.
Well, it's a good idea. There's a couple of problems with it. First of all, these corporations have got so much money where they can keep the lawsuits tied up in court until we're all dead. But more important, everyone remembers back to when they broke up the telephone company and what an absolute headache it was. So I think there needs to be a third course of action. When you're dealing with a national infrastructure of any kind, having a single entity does make sense, but there should be laws to basically avoid those unfair practices.
Well, I think, like you talked about, you know, like with a corporation, when it's chartered, that it has a birth date and it has an obituary date. So don't get too big.
Well, yeah. The other way to go is that for national infrastructure like the telephone company or the internet, everything, maybe it should be nationalized and taken away from the corporations. Now, I'm not saying that government management of these infrastructures is going to be all that smooth, given how well the government runs what it already runs right now. But at least you have the advantage that, at least in theory, it's being run as a public service and is no longer a privatized for-profit empire. And if we were to see that happen, the first thing I'd want to see it happen to is our medical-industrial complex. I mean, prior to Richard Nixon signing the Health Maintenance Organization Act, hospitals and doctors and services, it was a service. And they treated you, and you paid the actual costs of the treatment, and there was a limit on the profit they could make on that. And today it's completely different. You've got a doctor, and behind them there's 20 or 25 administrators all drawing salaries and all filling out paperwork to justify just how huge, you know, the final bill to the inpatient is going to be. And that's why we've got the most expensive medical care on Earth and the worst quality medical care of all developed nations.
Well, Mike, you know, I got to hang up the phone, but, you know, I watched a movie the other day that, you know, showed old school visual effects right before you got into the business. You heard the movie Earthquake with Charlton Heston?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I love going back and looking at all those old special effects epics, you know, that predate the use of computers and stuff. And, I mean, even my very first forays into filmmaking, we didn't have computer graphics. It was models and miniatures, and the only computers were operating motors to drive the models or to drive the cameras and models along tracks, and that was it. And we'd go home at night with paint all over our clothes and hot glue blobs in our hair, smelling of photographic fixer, and we felt like we were really artists. And I love what computer animation is able to do, but it sort of sometimes feels like a Dilbert comic strip when you look at the workspace.
All right, Mike, I'll let you move on. Thank you.
All right, thank you. We're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I was on my way home. I heard on the radio some clown, some general, retired general, I think it was McInerney or something, and he's talking about North Korea, like comparing it to Nazi Germany, you know, as if they're going to go on a blitzkrieg. What are they going to do, blitzkrieg their way through China? And maybe it's Russia. I mean, you know, come on. Have your own Operation Barbarossa. It's a small country. They're just trying to, you know, they're probably more worried about protecting themselves than anything else. And the other thing is, before you comment, I'll just hang up after that to hear you. You were talking about the computer graphics. I just saw a movie Last Planet of the Apes, the most recent one?
Yes.
Are those computerized apes? They don't look like somebody in costume, or is it possible that they were trained apes?
No, they're all computer generated. They're all deriving technology that was developed by Jim Cameron for Avatar, and it basically involves having real live actors with tracking dots all over them. And by the way, at the Screen Actors Guild, there is now a separate distinction for CGI performers who will go on out and they'll act and they'll do whatever, but they don't actually appear on the screen. And so these scanners, I mean, they work in a special room, and the computers track their movement based on the marks on these leotards that they're wearing. And it even includes what are called facial Waldos, where they're tracking the actor's face, and they'll take all that data and then apply it to the computer models, which can then be of different proportions than the original actor. And that's how they get down to looking like apes or looking like space aliens as well. And that's how they get these incredibly realistic facial expressions. And it's a relatively new area of the technology. In fact, when I was working on Final Fantasy, it was just starting to be developed, and we did some of our actors' faces with it and a lot of the action, background action with it. And it wasn't as sophisticated then as it is now. And it really is amazing just how rapidly it's moving forward.
Okay, what about the lead ape, Caesar? That was also computer animation?
Yeah, it's all computer animation. It's all computer animation.
Okay. I just wondered. Okay. So I'll take your answer about the career offline. Online. Okay?
Okay, I actually forgot the question about Korea. We got off on Planet of the Apes here. All right, we're going to do shout-out now to our on-air affiliates rejoining the network here. And we're going to go to George in Texas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? I'm sorry. Where are we in the call list? We already took him, and we already took Mark in North Carolina. We're empty. Okay. Oh, the phone lines are open. Boy, I wish we had a Comrex stack system here. It's so much easier. All righty, let's get on back to the news here. The problem is we had two marks in the list, and they both wanted to talk about Korea, and I lost my place here. All right. Apparently, a lot of people are taking note of this memo from David Brock over at Media Matters, and they got a lot of their money from George Soros. Somebody leaked it out, and it basically implicates, to nobody's surprise, Google and Facebook in the attempted takedown of Trump and the entire right-wing independent media. And I guess I'm considered right-wing because I was not a Hillary supporter, even though I see myself as more of a centrist. And if I have to put on a label, I'm a paleocon, which means I'm an old-fashioned conservative. Back when conservative meant you don't have the government go in and mess around with something unless it's really necessary, as opposed to the liberals, whose starting point is, we're the government, we're going to tinker with everything just because we can. Now, there's a new book out in Germany, and it's called Gekaufte Journalisten, which translates as bought journalists, and it's about the CIA's media manipulation, and apparently it's a bestseller over there, and it is being suppressed throughout North America and Europe outside of Germany. Burn those books. Burn those books. The people can't know that the CIA is telling the corporate media what to tell you, like we didn't already know. All the way back to Operation Mockingbird. But they're still out there living in that dream world of the 1950s. Oh, yes, we've got the American people totally snookered. They believe the corporate media is objective and fair and balanced and will tell them when the government is doing bad things. Amazing. Now, apparently one of the Clinton super PACs, or the Clinton super PAC, is now admitting, yes, they spend huge amounts of the money donated to them to pay internet trolls. And we've known this for a long time, but now they're saying, yeah, that's just part of the new reality. We hire people to go on out and cause trouble for anybody opposed to our agenda. So the next time you are online arguing with somebody and thinking to yourself, how could anyone be that stupid? Just remember, they are being paid to be that way. And the real question is, how can anyone agree to look that stupid no matter how much they are paid? Even hookers have more integrity than a paid online troll. But I guess in the current economy, it's either be an online troll or go to work at a hamburger place. Although I have much more respect for the people at the hamburger place, as long as it's a good cheeseburger. Now then, getting on over to the war zones. Apparently, the Syrian army has repelled yet another ISIS attack. And apparently, ISIS suffered a lot of casualties. This was in the area of Humamya and the T2 pumping station at the Syrian-Iraq border. They're again fighting over that oil infrastructure. That's one of the many reasons these wars are being fought. We've got to control the oil. We've got to make sure it's sold only for the U.S. dollar. So they have to come to the U.S. and borrow U.S. dollars here. All righty, let's see. Another phone call. Dave in Long Island. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I just have an interesting idea for an app that you can put on your phone that keeps track of all your congressmen in your district, like what they're up to, when they go on vacation, any of the latest news about them or anything like that, just so we can keep tabs on these people. And it would be a handy thing to do, and you don't have to go through a whole lot of mess of things to find out what these people are actually doing.
Well, it sounds to me like what you're talking about is an aggregator from the Congress Critter's own websites, because anything they're doing they don't want to be public is going to be very, very difficult to get at. I'll tell you a simpler idea, and I've said this before. I think every member of Congress ought to wear a fireproof racing suit on which are sewn the patches of all their top donors. So when you look at them, you know who they're really working for. You know, and they're going to look stylish and snazzy, like the NASCAR drivers, you know, but I've got, you know, Monsanto up here and Israel, always Israel. Israel's going to get the prime real estate on most of those jumpsuits.
Well, that sounds great, and it's pretty humorous, actually, but not really too practical, whereas an app and somebody who collects all this data seems like a pretty simple thing.
Well, the stuff that these members of Congress want you to know is easily available at their website, and you could aggregate from there. The stuff that they're up to that they don't want you to know, that's going to be very, very difficult to get at. This idea that they have is they have a right to privacy because they're members of the government, but you don't have a right to privacy because you're the enemy of the government, at least right now, until you agree to do what you're told to do. Dave, we're going to let you go. Thank you very much for the suggestion.
Thank you.
And getting on back to Syria, interesting little article from RIMF.com. America's military cannot bring peace to Syria. Well, let's be very honest. America's military don't bring peace anywhere. Do you remember the movie Dr. Strangelove, directed by Stanley Kubrick? And during the sequence where they're trying to break into this base from which General Jack D. Ripper has launched a nuclear attack at the Soviet Union. And in the background of the fighting, there's this billboard, you know, saying, "Peace is our profession." And yes, that was an intentional joke by Stanley Kubrick. Boy, the phones are just ringing today here. We're going to go to William in Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael.
Hello, William.
I was wondering, I've been reading some of the posts here and other places, and, people are concerned about money. How are they going to buy food? How are they going to live?
Yeah, it's a problem. I mean, the other day, Claire and I were out doing errands, and, the car parked next to us in the parking lot. Clearly, they're living out of that car. Everything they own is in that car. They've lost their home. At least they have the car. A lot of the homeless in Hawaii don't even have that.
Yeah, well, my question is, what is an alternative to money in this world?
Well, basically, money is a medium of exchange, and it's existed in various forms, going a bit back to barter. Money is whatever any two trading parties agree to use as a common currency. White seashells, pennies, whatever's going to go on here. The problem is that this country was set up with an honest monetary system that served the nation and its people, but three times it's been hijacked by the bankers who want to privatize the monetary supply in order to generate profits for them. And every nation that has one of these private central banks that loans the currency into circulation, we wind up with a class with tremendous wealth inequality. And it's the very system we fought the revolution to break free of, only to be sold back into its slavery by a corrupt Congress and a corrupt president 100 years ago. And I'm looking at the fact that because public awareness is growing, that this private central banking is exploitive. It is looting and plundering the wealth of the people, that the work product of the people always winds up in the pockets of the bankers because it's designed that way. And I think that when the big crash is on us, that most Americans are going to be amenable to the idea of standing up and saying, no more private central banking. Let's go back to a system of a value-based currency where we don't have the bankers just constantly shaving off a percentage of the nation's wealth month after month after month after month after month after month until nothing is left.
Well, it's a nice idea, but I don't see how we're going to get to that place there.
Well, we're going to have to just sit back and wait for it to self-destruct. And again, look at the model of the Soviet Union. We're seeing very many of the same symptoms here in the United States of America that were visible in the Soviet Union in the months before it all fell apart. And what we have to be prepared to do as American citizens is put our foot down. When the current system comes crashing down, there's going to be all these carpetbaggers going to come on in and try and restart the same scam again. And we're going to have to say, no, we're not going to do that. And anybody who comes on in saying we need a new private central bank, we give them a good thick coating of tar and feathers, and we run them out of town on a rail, preferably redwood, because they leave really deep splinters.
I think you're an optimist there for the American public here.
I have to be. I have to be. It's the only way I could have been doing this for as long as I've been doing this.
Okay. So, hey, may I say God bless you, even though you don't believe in that supernatural...
Of course you can. I appreciate the sentiment, and I appreciate the intent. I'm not offended by things like that. And thank you for the kind words.
Bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, good day, Michael. First off, Michael, I think that guy should watch that movie Under Thunderdome when they were looking for petrol. That's the way barter works, Barter Town. That would be a good movie for him to watch with Mel Gibson, Thunderdome. But, hey, Michael, I want to ask you, first off, I just think I heard something about Nancy Pelosi. You ran over some kids. Is that true? Did you hear anything about that?
I have not heard anything at all about that.
I think I just heard...
I'll check it on this next commercial break here, but I've heard absolutely nothing about that.
Yes, I think I heard some of the story just now. I was on the radio. I heard something about Nancy Pelosi running some kids over. I think it was Pelosi. I'm not sure. That's why I'm going to check it out myself. But, yeah, the reason I did call you, Michael, is this is very important. They have a Spanish radio down here.
Okay,
in South Florida,
Tom, I'm going to take a commercial break. Do not hang up. I'm going to come back to you after these words from our sponsors. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we go back to Tom in Florida, I did check. And, yeah, there's a hoax fake news story about Nancy Pelosi having an accident and testing positive for cocaine, but it is a hoax. One of the tactics the corporate media is using to try and call the independent media the fake news is they're setting up their own websites that do nothing but put out nonsense stories. They're not humorous. They're not satirical. They're putting them out there trying to make them as very convincing as possible so the corporate media can say, oh, look at this ridiculous story. It's all over the independent media. No, it's only on these sites that we know are pumping this tripe out, and it certainly was not on whatreallyhappened.com. It's a propaganda technique called poisoning the well, and that's apparently where this story originated, and it is false. All right, so, Tom, we're talking about, I think, North Korea.
Yeah, that's right, Michael. I figured that story probably was a little false because, you know, I didn't see it on a couple of networks. But, talking about Kim Jong-un and the insanity of this guy when he killed his own family with mortar cannons and all that. Hang on.
We have to be very careful because everything we think we know about Kim Jong-un is being fed to us by the same people who told us Saddam had nuclear weapons. Remember back when they were screaming that Iran's Ahmadinejad was threatening to wipe Israel off the face of the earth, and it turned out he didn't say it. They were making all kinds of claims about Saddam when that war was ramping up. about how we cruelly killed animals and they ate the raw flesh. And there was all kinds of nonsense being fed out there. Now, I'm not saying that Kim Jong-un is a nice guy, okay? He seems to have all the personality traits of a classic nepot, and there are sometimes I wish he would zip his mouth a little bit. But we got to be very careful about what we think we know he has done in the past, okay?
Yeah, so, you're right, Michael, and I agree
with
you.
With that in mind, let us proceed.
I agree with you, but the only thing that is, he did, the airport thing with his brother getting killed by the two women, I don't know if that was fake or I don't know what that was going on with that, but...
Well, and again, we don't know. Yeah, that one was definitely real.
Yeah, with the brother, with the whatever they poisoned, how they poisoned him. But the thing is, though, Michael, if this guy were to shoot off missiles toward Guam, I don't believe they'd hit Guam or even come close. And the Japanese, I do believe, would take them out. But if that does happen to happen, I don't think it's going to be a pretty picture for the Korean Peninsula. I do
let us back up here and one more time say that what North Korea is saying they're getting ready to do is another missile test that will hit the ocean down around Guam.
Right.
They're not announcing that they're going to strike Guam. They're saying, we're having another test. Please stay out of the way. And the corporate media, again, Saddam's nukes. Oh, he's going to attack Guam. He's, and they're frothing at the mouth. And that's why you got to be very careful about just accepting what the corporate media is saying North Korea is doing. Because, I mean, again, go back and think about it. Would it make sense for Kim Jong-un, if he was really going to attack Guam, why advertise it ahead of time? It just gives the military more an opportunity to bring in more defensive assets, or to just go on ahead and do a preemptive attack on North Korea. It didn't make any sense for North Korea to say, we're coming to attack Guam, and as it turns out, that's not what North Korea said. It's what the corporate media says North Korea said, but what
You're
North
right,
Korea
Michael.
Was actually... I'm sorry?
No, it's fake news. I agree with that. I have to agree with you
there. Okay.
But Michael, one more thing. This is not fake news. Or maybe it is. I don't know. But I remember like 7 years ago, I read in the paper, and I believe it was the USA Today. I'm not positive that that was years ago. But I did remember reading where two or three high official generals for the Chinese military said, if we were to go into a nuclear war and they knocked out half our population to China, they would actually be doing us a favor. I don't know if that was more fake news back then. But I remember reading that story where the Chinese are actually saying, bring it on, because if you're knocking out half our population, you're going to be doing us a big favor. We're overpopulated in China. I remember reading.
I've heard that comment before. And leaders of nations that have a lot of, and even George Bush was talking about, you know, getting rid of the useless eaters. And that's the way they think. They view us as a herd of animals, and there are the ones who are useful, and the ones who are not, we got to get rid of. Tom, got to let you go. Got to take another break for commercials. We'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to take a phone call from Tony in Puerto Rico. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello, Mike. Yeah, Mike, I want to make a quick comment, and I don't want to cast aspersions on any religion, but we know that today you could tell a person is Jewish by their last name, right? Stern or Sternberg, etc. Now, during the Spanish Inquisition, how did they know who was Jewish or not?
I don't really know. And first of all, I'm going to back up and say that you don't really know if a person is Jewish by their last name, because there are so many converts. When you're dealing with the names, you're dealing with certain ethnic groups. And they may have gone on to other religions. I have a very good friend on this island who's got a very Jewish-sounding last name, but their religion is Protestantism. So I get really nervous about just saying, oh, yeah, you can tell who's Jewish by their last name. I mean, I didn't find out Rivera was Sephardic until I was quite late in life. I had no idea where the name came. I thought it was, again, from my family history, that it came from Portugal. And I didn't realize that the story actually went back further than that. And I don't mean to cut you off on that, but, you know, you got to be really, really careful. So how did the Spanish Inquisition tell if somebody was Jewish? And by the way, I'm no friend of the Spanish Inquisition. They were very unpleasant to my ancestors.
Okay.
So how did the Spanish Inquisition decide who was or was not Jewish?
You asking me?
Yeah,
I felt the same way by their last names.
Well, I think it may back then it may have been a little bit more accurate, but I again in this day and age, during the era of immigration into the United States, a lot of people knowing how hostile Europe had been to Jews would change their name, and I don't think you can really tell by that. Anyway, thank you for the phone call and that little bit of history.
Okay, Mike, thank you.
We're going to let you go here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Yeah, I get really nervous when somebody comes out and says, oh, you can tell who's Jewish by their name. No, not always. I don't think those Ethiopian Jews have names that you could say, oh, obviously, Ethiopian Jew. All right, let's see. Over in Syria, we're still in Syria again. And apparently, one of the international war crimes prosecutors, Carla Del Ponte, has resigned from her position on the United Nations Investigative Panel into Human Rights Abuses in Syria. And apparently, the story is she has quit out of sheer frustration because every time they think they have a case against Bashar al-Assad for some kind of a human rights violation, it always tracks back to the U.S.-backed rebels. And then they have to quit and start all over again looking for something else. And I guess this lady just had enough and said, it's just not there. And it's all Russia's fault. So she's out of there right now. Here's an interesting little story, and it's another reminder of why wars are so expensive, which if you're inside the war, you love that kind of thing. There was a British company hired by the U.S. military to train Afghan intelligence officers, and apparently this British company just took $50 million of the money given to them by the United States and spent it on supercars, I guess they're fans of Top Gear, and hiring the boss's wives at six-figure salaries. So this company, New Century Consulting, spent another $42,000 on automatic weapons. They bought a couple of Porsches, an Aston Martin, and there's and again, the significant others of the firm's top executives were getting six-figure salaries. There is no indication they ever did any actual work. Now, over in Lebanon, their army is targeting Daesh, ISIS, on the outskirts of Ras Baalbek and Al-Qa, ahead of an anticipated offensive. So the reality is the U.S. forces inside Syria are losing. The covert ones, not the overt ones, but the covert ones. And apparently, as we reported yesterday, the Pentagon is admitting a lot of these rebels that they spent your money to arm and train have now gone over to the Syrian government side. Up in the Black Sea, a fourth Russian submarine has now arrived in Crimea to join the Black Sea Fleet. One of the reasons the United States was so angry over the Crimean referendum was the idea that they were going to get rid of Ukraine's elected pro-Russian government. They were going to put in President Chocolate, and President Chocolate was going to tell the Russians, you're not allowed to use Crimea anymore. And that didn't quite work out because Crimea voted to secede from Ukraine, voted to merge with the Russian republics, and Russia still has a legal, legitimate reason to have a fleet in that Black Sea. Now, there's a story coming on out that Turkey has detained a Russian citizen for allegedly plotting an attack with a drone against one of the U.S. planes based at Incirlik. and the channel identified the Russian as Renat Bakiyev. He's also suspected of involvement in the terrorist organization Islamic State, which is outlawed in Russia. The Russian embassy in Ankara is looking into the reported detention. So a lot of stuff going on over there. And I wonder if this individual had succeeded in damaging a U.S. plane at Incirlik, who they would have blamed for it? ISIS? Turkey? Remember, Turkey is starting to show signs of pulling out of U.S. control and pivoting to Russia. So a lot of people are out there saying, that, especially with the situation in North Korea, be ready for a false flag. Set off a bomb someplace. And one possibility that is being suggested, this is over at the Corbett Report, is called a black sky event, which is a code phrase meaning an electromagnetic pulse event, where somebody could launch a nuclear weapon out of the Earth's atmosphere above the magnetosphere and detonate it, which would create this magnetic pulse, which would knock out power systems and electronics for a very large area underneath it. Now, ironically enough, here in Hawaii is where they first discovered IMP effects, because this was back in the heyday of the nuclear testing in the South Pacific. And as one of the tests, they wanted to launch a nuclear weapon out of the atmosphere and detonate it just to see what would happen. And they did, in fact, find out that it would create this electromagnetic pulse, because the power stations and radios and everything here in Hawaii all got knocked out. That's when they discovered this electromagnetic pulse. So they could launch a nuke over Guam, over Hawaii, someplace that wouldn't suffer too badly, set it off and say, oh, North Korea just did an IMP attack on us. The war is on. And we do have to be aware, first of all, we know false flags are a reality in history. And we know how desperate the U.S. is to get a major war going, so they've got something to blame for what appears to be an imminent financial crisis. Apparently, Russia is going to sign a military cooperation deal with Niger. And I'm sure that Russia is being told that people in Niger have got millions and millions of dollars they need to smuggle out of the country, and they want Russia's help, and all Russia has to do is send a small trust courtesy deposit. I don't think the Russians would fall for that. That was an attempt at humor. Please forgive me here. Apparently, Israeli forces last month in July detained a total of 880 Palestinians. 144 of them are children. And these are all administrative detentions. They have not been charged with any specific crime. They're just rounding these people up, sending them off to be imprisoned, and in many cases tortured. It's a campaign of terror. And apparently Israeli settlers, not having succeeded in wresting the Temple Mount away from the Palestinians, have gone on a rampage in the village of Safa in the West Bank, burning Palestinian cars, vandalizing property. And as usual, the Israeli soldiers just stood there and let them do that. Little bit of a warning over here from the Duran that there are some indications that Israel may try and invade Egypt again. Wouldn't be the first time. Israel wants that Sinai. They want Egypt up to that Nile River, part of Eretz Israel. Apparently, the U.S. is beginning these illegal deliveries of lethal offensive weapons to Ukraine. This is from Veterans Today. Just fanning up the flames of war. Meanwhile, over at the United Nations, Nikki Haley is actually on her way to Vienna to try and lay the groundwork for a claim by the United States that Iran is not, in fact, in compliance with the P5+1 nuclear deal, or at least with the spirit of it. That's the new argument. There's no evidence that Iran has violated the explicit terms of the P5+1, the IAEA just came back from another inspection and said, yeah, they're playing by the rules here. So the new propaganda we're getting out of Washington, D.C. is, well, Iran is violating the spirit of the deal with their evolving defensive missile systems. And so Nikki Haley is heading on over there. And again, we keep hearing this timetable. 1st of September for North Korea, 1st of October for Iran. Apparently, Trump has provoked China again. He sent another destroyer to the South China Sea, the USS John McCain. I'm not sure if it's named for the senator or his father, who also had the name John McCain. But again, violated the territorial waters of these of this artificial island built by China. It's another provocation. And China sent their military forces to shoo that U.S. ship back out into international waters. This may be the reason why China decided to stop cooperating on North Korea. Remember, everybody was actually kind of surprised when China said, yeah, we'll go along with the sanctions against North Korea. And then all of a sudden, we're hearing China telling the United States, back off from North Korea, return to the negotiating table. And that's the right thing to say until you realize the United States does not want to negotiate. The United States government needs a major bloody war as a distraction from the coming economic crash. And they've done it twice before. Crash of 1907, World War I. Crash of 1929, World War II. Crash of 2008, here we are on the very doorstep. Now, as I mentioned to a caller earlier in the day, the Indian Army is now ordering their people near the border with China to vacate the village, as it is quite likely to become part of the battleground for China's apparent buildup to push India back to their side of the border. And technically, yes, India is in the wrong, but it's a very tiny violation. But obviously, the real threat is economic. If India can build this transit road, this shipping road, this belt, it will cut into the profitability of China's project. And that's why China is making a big stink about this. Now, the United States is imposing yet more sanctions on Venezuela, not on the oil. But they're now sanctioning all of the members of the newly created Constituent Assembly. And again, this Constituent Assembly is in the Constitution of Venezuela. Maduro did not do anything outside the letter of the law. The U.S. government and the corporate media are trying to seize on this as some dramatic reshaping of Venezuela's government to help Maduro. And yes, that's what he's doing, because the National Assembly, the opposition members in the National Assembly are blocking everything Maduro is trying to do, just like the obstructionists in the U.S. Congress are doing to Donald Trump. Trump, unfortunately, has to live with that. Maduro does not. The Venezuela Constitution says, yes, if you've got a National Assembly that is continually deadlocked, you can have this new super legislative body. And that's what they did. Apparently, violence in the streets of Venezuela is continuing. And again, I want to remind everybody, a couple of weeks ago, the head of the CIA admitted this is a U.S.-backed regime change operation. So the violence is all over, and the Venezuelan military is now using prisoners that they've captured from the uprising to try and clean the streets of Caracas from all the debris and from all the rioting and the looting and the vandalism going on here. Meanwhile, Henry Kissinger, who's another one of those people I wish would close his yap, is out there saying the West should sustain aggressive engagement abroad. More wars, more blood. Here's your rifle, Henry. Somebody the other day made this comment about how, you know, the people in the U.S. government are just dying for more war. No, they're not. They're not going to fight those wars. They're not going to die in those wars. It's your kids who are going to be dying for the wars they create. And your grandchildren will be paying back the loans. Now, getting into the economic news here, they're calling it the death spiral. Apparently, 6.5 million people are paying the IRS tax penalty rather than buy Obamacare, because those Obamacare-compliant policies are pretty much useless. They are expensive, and the sky-high deductibles mean that the average American, unless you have a major illness or injury, you will go through the entire year of normal medical care, and you'll never get any benefits from the insurance policy, because you won't use up the deductible. And so a lot of people are saying, why bother with the policy? The IRS penalty is less expensive. And we know what's going to happen next if Obamacare is not repealed. The IRS penalty for not having an Obamacare policy will be the same cost as the Obamacare policy. One way or the other, they're going to take your money away from you and give it to the health insurance industry as bailouts, probably. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Collagen Max is an amazing supplement from NutraMedical.com. It is an amazing form of silica that prevents polymerization. It stimulates an enzyme that makes collagen, elastin, hyaluronic acid polymer in the skin, eyes, and joints, and also helps to make the glycosaminoglycans of joints. Because of its many properties, it triples the rate of a reaction called the proline transhydroxylase. It reduces wrinkles, improves the thickness of the shaft of hair, reduces joint pain, improves the bone mineralization, etc. It's simply amazing. To order Collagen Max from NutraMedical, choline stabilized orthosilicic silicon, order at 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com. Again, that's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm going to pull away from the economic news for just a bit. I want to fit a couple of things in here. The corporate media is making a big deal over the fact that this Virginia student has been sentenced to jail for 100 days for fraudulently registering non-existent Democratic voters. And they're focusing on this story. And the implied message is, yeah, there was some shenanigans in last year's elections, but this was pretty much it. Because the corporate media is not reporting on all these other organizations that are finding millions and millions and millions of questionable votes. Yeah, there was a little election fraud. It didn't change. Hillary still won the popular vote, and we put this kid in jail. It's called a limited hangout. That's a propaganda term where you admit partially that, yes, something bad was done in order to make it easier to keep the really big crime hidden. But they're still lying to you. And another big lie that's all over the corporate media right now is that supposedly somebody has done a poll showing that most Americans favor sending U.S. troops to North Korea to defend South Korea. Now, anybody who is in a family of somebody who served in that or that first part of the Korean War, they're not going to go for that. And I have not found anybody in my day-to-day travels around this island, and we got a lot of military people here, they absolutely don't think the United States has any business in North Korea whatsoever. So it's, again, and they did the same thing before Iraq. Oh, polls are showing Americans think we should go into Iraq. You want an honest poll? You go up to somebody and say, are you willing to go to North Korea to defend South Korea, you personally? That'll get you an honest response. Very easy to say, oh, yeah, when it's somebody else's kid, somebody else's money. All right, getting on back to the economic news. Applebee's is having a massive closing. 135 of their restaurants are about to go away, and all those jobs are going to be lost. You probably have already seen the commercials from Allstate Insurance where they're now letting you file your claim online with your smartphone and just take a picture of the damage. And behind that is that Allstate is laying off 500 of their insurance claim adjusters who would normally go on out, look at the damage, estimate what the cost is, and they figure they're going to be money ahead just letting the computers do it. So those people are going to be out of a job. The United States Postal Service is looking at a $2.1 billion loss. It's an increase of more than half a billion over the same time period last year. So get ready for a hike in the postal rates. Now, we've talked before. Oh, there's the music. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know some companies take shortcuts? At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger,
so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.